Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. The Rockies are off today, back at it tomorrow against Washington. Joining me now, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies, and that is none other than Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, you got the day off today, man. What are you doing? Do we have Jerry? Did we lose him? Let's try this again, Jades. You let me know. We had the day off, and maybe he's getting a new phone. Maybe that's what's happening. Did he just hang? He just hung up on you. What? Jerry, he has such a reputation of being, you know, the nicest guy in the world. I can't imagine he's ever hung up on anybody. But we're the first ones that happens to. So we'll see if we can get him back on here. The weather does things. It messes with people. No doubt. Okay, now we have Jerry. Jerry Schimmel, are you there?
I'm here, Brady.
Jerry, you got the day off, man. What are you doing with yourself today?
I am catching up. This is the first day off we've had, 2.5 weeks or something like that. So I got a long list of things I'm getting done here at home and the stuff I've been putting off for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So just catching up on a rainy day here in Denver.
Sometimes, man, you got to have those, no question. Yep. And, hey, the Rockies get a break in a very good time. And I know the Reds are just awful, like historically bad. But I always say you got them in front of you. You got to take care of the teams on your schedule. And 2 out of the 3 games, just easy. I mean, just really easy. That second game, that middle game, was closer. But still, sweeping the Reds, big deal. And the Rockies finish the month of April 13-9. And looking ahead, I mean, maybe this month of May could be pretty good to them, too. But, Jerry, you told us a couple of weeks ago you like to really sit down and assess a team after that first month. Well, here we are, first month and change. The Rockies have a winning record.
Yeah, I think everybody's happy about that. I think they probably surprised some people. You never know when teams start, and they've had some very good Aprils in the past and haven't come through the rest of the season. But, you know, they played well in the second half of last year. I think with the winning record in April now, that's June, July, August, that's 5 straight months, I believe, or 4 anyway, with a winning record for this team. So, yeah, I think everybody's very optimistic coming into the season, and to start 13-9, I think everybody's happy. So, you're right. Great sweep over the weekend. I know the Reds are down, but you still got to take care of business, and they still got major league players on the other side. But the Rockies played very well in these 3 games.
All right. So, what are some of your bigger takeaways? I mean, I know I don't pay attention to the pitching records as much as I used to. It's not that I don't like it; it just doesn't mean as much. But Kyle Freeland, 1-3. I think he's a lot better than what 1-3 would typically tell you about somebody. He looked fantastic yesterday. He looked pretty good in that loss against the Phillies too. So Kyle Freeland, I think, has looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think other than a couple of outings, so there's a couple of times where he just didn't have his good stuff and had trouble getting guys out. And there was one game too, I think his second start, where he just had a lot of bad luck. There were flares all over the field, and they just kind of mushroom from there. But now he pitched really well yesterday. That's not a devastating lineup that the Reds have put out there these days. But at the same time, he was just rolling, and he was efficient and getting ground balls, getting a few strikeouts. So, you know, it's interesting. He's got the team has 13 wins, and their top two pitchers have 1 win between them, Marquez and Freeland. I think it's 6 wins for the bullpen already. So, yeah, it might be 7. So, they haven't hit their stride with certain players. Chris Bryant really hasn't been a factor at all. Now he's hurt, and your top two pitchers have 1 win, and you're still at 13 wins. So, I think there's just lots of reasons to be optimistic, Brady.
So, Jerry, you kind of do feel like that then. Hey, we're not even seeing maybe some of the strengths that we're supposed to be showcasing for this team. We're not really even seeing those at this point. Right. Consistently, yet, as you said, the Rockies are a few games over that 500 mark.
Yep, exactly right. And I thought, you know, at this point, Chris Bryant might be that leader offensively. And he has, what, 4 RBIs and no homers, and now he's hurt. So, and that probably explains a little bit of his slow start. I think he was probably in a little more pain than he let on to begin the season. But, you know, he hasn't done a whole lot. Brendan Rodgers is off to a terrible start, although he was much better yesterday.
Yeah.
McMahon has, you know, two home runs where you think he might have a few more than that. So guys really haven't gotten going yet, and yet they're winning games, coming from behind, having big first innings like they did yesterday. So winning in different ways with different guys without yet a bunch of guys hitting their stride. So I'm very optimistic about this team moving forward, as well as that first month.
Jerry, talk to us about Brendan Rodgers a little bit. Like you said, he's been struggling mightily, but you sometimes need to go up against a bad team in the Reds, and we know how much of baseball, how much of hitting is confidence. Just seeing it, you know, to use another sports analogy, seeing the ball go through the hoop a couple of times. Tell me, in your experience, how likely is it that yesterday's outing could actually carry over for Rodgers?
Yeah, I think that happened that way last year with Rodgers. At a slow start when he finally was healthy, I think he came back in May last year after being on the injury list and had a tough first month of the season. And then he hit a home run, and it just kind of ignited things, and he was just terrific. He was one of the best players on the team offensively in the second half of the season. So that's the way a lot of guys go. And you look at Brendan Rodgers, and I think I've said this to you before, Brady, you look at batting practice, he just looks like that total stud. He looks like the third pick in the draft that he was several years ago and has this immense offensive talent. And then when he got in the game, it just wasn't translating. Found yourself down 0-2. You know, you get a great pitch, you foul it off. You hit a rocket right at somebody. All those things kind of piled up for Brendan, where he went up to plate thinking, what bad is going to happen to me next? And now that he got those two hits yesterday, really drove the ball, the one where he cleared the bases with that double, I think that might ignite him. That might get him going again mentally. Physically, certainly, but probably more mentally than anything.
Yeah, I know that would be huge if they could get some consistent production from him. We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, CJ Cron has just been unbelievable. I think, what is he, second in the National League in home runs? He's up there in RBI, I think third or so. But my goodness, every time I think maybe he's going to have a night off here, for one month at least, he has been unbelievable.
Hasn't he, though? I mean, that's the kind of player that he was last year at home, and he's got to translate up to the road a little better, and the home stats are much better than on the road already this year. But now this is just a big, strong guy, Brady, that just when he gets his pitch, he just doesn't miss it. And if you make a mistake with a guy, it is going to be a mistake. I mean, he hit a line drive homer again over the weekend and a couple rockets to center field that were caught. So he's amazing. He really is. I watch him hit in batting practice, I don't think I've seen a stronger guy. I mean, just he puts on a show in batting practice, and it translates into a game. He doesn't have to – he's got a quick stroke. He doesn't have to load up. I mean, he's just so strong and quick that the ball just jumps off his bat. It's really been fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jerry Schimmel joining us, talking some Rockies. The Rockies get that first month done with a winning record. And I'm just – you know, again, Jerry, you look at the month, and, you know, some teams have some decent records. Some are a few games over 500. You can only take so much from one month of baseball, but just looking ahead at the schedule coming up in this month of May for the Rockies, you know, save for a couple of series against San Francisco, you got the Mets in there, Miami's in there, there's a lot of winnable series this month where I'm looking at it going, man, I really like their chances to stay above that 500 mark even as we bust through the month of May.
Yep, I'm with you. You know, look at the schedule, and again, you never know how it could play out.
Sure.
I think baseball is as unpredictable as any sport can be, and any team can beat another. And the Reds aren't going to go at this. They're not going to win, you know, 20 games. They're going to be much better than their record is right now. But at the same time, you look at that schedule and say, yeah, winnable series for sure, starting with this road trip. Well, starting with the other three games in the homestand with the Nationals, who I think have lost 9 of 11, something like that, and they have some injury situations. And then you're on the road and you play Arizona, the team that's behind you in the division and not have much offense at all. I'm still trying to figure out, Brady, how they won 10 or 11 games. They're hitting 170 as a team, something like that,
wow.
160. They just have no offense. They're getting some pitching, obviously, but so yeah, you look at the schedule, and there's definitely some winnable series there. And what you've got to do is just you try to take, and I know this is an old adage, but you take it one day at a time, concentrate on that game, and hopefully you win 4 out of 7. And if you win 4 out of 7 every 7 games, you have 90 wins. So I think that's the way the team looks at it. Well, I could set the world on fire, but we're a better team this year. We're playing well together. Some guys haven't hit their strides. Our top two pitchers have one win between them. There's some good stuff coming up for us as well.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I think if, you know, Rockies listeners right now, Rockies fans, got to be kind of pumped up about that notion that maybe you're not getting your best out of your top two pitchers right now. You're not seeing your best out of some of the off-season acquisitions and things like that. So and yet you're 13 wins. So I'm with you, Jerry. You're getting me excited, man. I'm not jumping on Tanner's bandwagon bus or whatever the heck he's calling that thing, but I am very optimistic, especially this month. You'd string 2 months in a row, I think then you start to have some believers coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah, I think so too. I believe that, and I know this team thinks that too. And you know, I think one of the real keys for this group is that the starting pitching is solid as a group. They just, well, if they get injuries or they get beyond the eight ball physically, they don't have a lot of depth. And so that, I think that's a big factor. But if that starting rotation, the 5 or 6 that you're going to see all year long, are able to take the ball every fifth day, I think you got the makings of a really surprising team this year, because I think they're going to hit. They're going to be better on the road offensively than they were last year. I think you can see that already. Randall Grichuk is a great acquisition. I know that people were a little upset when they traded a popular player away, but Grichuk is the real deal. So, especially defensively, I don't know if you saw that catch he made yesterday, but that's one of the best catches I've ever seen. So, yeah, it's a fun team to be around, and they're all that way. They're all upbeat, Brady. There's no what I call turds on the team that I used to, you know, you'd get a guy that wouldn't cooperate, didn't like the media, didn't get along with his teammates. And but you just don't have that in that clubhouse anymore. And I think that's by design. That's intentional. You kind of, you know, weed some guys out and get guys in there that want to play and want to enjoy each other. And I think that's what this team looks like right now.
I think that's a great point. I mean, it does seem like this group is together. There's not any of this, you know, will he be here next year? Will he be here in the next? I mean, you had that with Trevor Story, too. I mean, you had it with Nolan Arenado. Mm-hmm. You had it with Trevor Story. So you've had several years of just wondering when your stars are going to get enough or whatever. And you're right, Jerry, it doesn't feel that way at this point. Okay, what do you think? I decided to go with Kyle Freeland this week, from last week, my Red Wing Shoes player of the week. What do you think? Is he the most deserving Rocky from the last week?
I would probably put him there. Yeah, two good starts. You know, actually threw, like you said, pretty well in Philadelphia. It's hard to push out C.J. Crone or Randall Grichuk right now. But if you're looking for a position player, I would probably say Crone. But Kyle Freeland has got back-to-back really good, really impressive starts. I don't line that pick at all, my friend.
I figured Crone, with the way he's going, is going to get there a lot. So, and maybe Freeland will get there too. But you know what? I had a tough time with that going back and forth. But we landed on Freeland. We landed on pitching. I like pitchers, so I'm a sucker there, I suppose.
I think you made a great choice. Plus, he's even wealthier now. He signed that 5-year contract last week. So yeah, so there you go. I think that's a great choice.
Jerry Schimmel, man, always appreciate you. Love catching up with you each and every week. And you know what? I love it. The Rockies are fun right now. And I know that Philly series, it was weird. Was it windier there than it was here in Colorado, Jerry? I mean, my goodness.
It was incredibly windy. Yeah, it was incredibly windy. And in Philadelphia, that wind swirls. Here, it's pretty predictable. You can kind of see where the wind is going. But in Philadelphia, it was so windy. It was up to 42 miles an hour the one day, and on the average, it was 30. I mean, that by itself is crazy. But the way that stadium is designed, the wind just it swirls inside. So you got one flag going one way, one flag going the other. You got the national anthem on the field. That flag on the field is going to different directions. You had flags going three different directions, and players are trying to figure out how to play the wind. It was just and it was cold, and it was wet. I mean, those aren't excuses because both teams play in them, but the biggest thing with that series is it was just one of those things that happened sometimes. You come home after all those errors and that sloppy play and just played a great defensive series against the Reds at home. So, yeah, a little bit of an aberration, but yeah, the wind and the weather was not helping anybody in Philadelphia.
What do you think of this outfield? And I know they were, you know, that wind caused them fits last week for the Rocks. I heard a lot of national guys and a lot of Denver guys saying, you know, writing about, oh, this outfield's not going to be, is not great. It's atrocious. I was impressed with the outfield really leading up to the Philly series, but what are your thoughts, Jerry, from someone that's with this group each and every day?
You know, I think when you when you're able to put Grichuk and Daza in the outfield, you got two of the better defensive outfielders in the game, in my mind. Chris Bryant's still adapting. He's going to play full time in the outfield now, and he's probably more comfortable in the infield than he is in the outfield. But he's learning. And then Charlie Blackmon is still getting it done. Charlie's still moving pretty good. So I like the defense in the outfield. Connor Joe is a good solid left fielder. So I think it's a strength, especially when late in the ball game you have a lead, you want to put defense in there, you put Daza in one of those spots. I think you got a terrific defensive outfield. So I think anybody who says that the outfield isn't good for the Rockies probably isn't watching this team on a regular basis.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, I know the Philly series was bad, but for the rest of the month, I saw the opposite of that. So I don't think you could take four games and assess a position group. So I'm with you 100%, Jerry, my man. What time do you guys get rocking and rolling tomorrow, getting back at it on a Tuesday night?
Yeah. 6:40, first pitch tomorrow night. So Rockies on deck at 6 o'clock, and they got the Nationals coming to town. So it should be a good series. Those two teams always seem to battle well in a series. So I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see if they can start this month off on the right foot, get another series win. We'll have it for you guys tomorrow on KFK. Jerry, appreciate you as always, my man.
All right, Brady, thanks for having me.
All right, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. And the Rocks get set to take on the Nationals tomorrow. We will have coverage for you beginning at 6 o'clock and then 6:40, that first pitch. We'll see Herman Marquez go to the mound against Eric Feedy. So 1:21 the time. We'll take a short break, Jades. We're going to get to today in the NFL. You're not going to want to miss that. Top NFL stories on my mind. I'm also going to look at the AFC West, too. Did the AFC West get better through the draft? Did the Broncos remain the same? Or are we concerned about the Broncos' competitiveness in that division? Or did they do enough in the offseason to really think they might be the favorite? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.